Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I have a very important new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Kieschel III is with us. Walter is a former managing editor of Fortune magazine and former editorial director of Harvard Business Publishing. He's the author of a number of books, including one I'm holding in my hand, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you looked at this book, you might think, well, that's a big business book, but you would be wrong. And Walter and I are going to talk about that. Walter Kieschel, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim.
And it's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. What I like about your book, Walter, is that you promote the concept of ideas, of thinking about what you're doing and not just acting, not just executing, but before you execute, think about it, looking around you, checking your position. And of course, you do it in a very sophisticated way. You're a historian. You produce some great examples of people who really created the idea of strategy, the concept of strategy, and installed that in the marketplace. But a lot of people probably don't realize that the idea of strategy being part of business is a relatively new thing. Talk to us about that.
Well, what I found in my research was that that's exactly right, that while a lot of people believe, oh, everybody must have had strategies from the days of the contractors building the pyramids, the modern framework of strategy really came along only in the 1960s, 1970s. And by that I mean a set of ideas by which you could put together the three C's, the three most important elements in any business's strategy, including small businesses, and that's
right.
their costs, their competition, and their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an invention of that only really came about in the course of the late 60s and early 70s and into the 80s.
You give a guy named Bruce Henderson the credit for being the papa of this idea. And that, I have to say to you, when I read what you said about these guys and about this 50-year history of strategy, I have to say that surprised me too, because I guess maybe my career goes back about 40 years, Walter, but I guess that's the reason why I'd always thought that we had strategy. It'd been around, as you say, since the pyramids. Maybe it'd be a good thing to stop here for a moment and talk to the audience about the difference between planning and strategy.
Sure. Well, most people think that if you're a strategy for your business, you need to do lots of planning sessions. You need to make estimates of how many products you're going to sell, units 2 years out. It's a very elaborate exercise. You probably don't have time for that. What the Lords of Strategy that I wrote about, people like Bruce Henderson and Bill Bain and Michael Porter, a Harvard Business School professor, what they realized was that planning is not the same as strategy. That strategy begins with a sense of where you are, and it begins with a really good analysis of how your costs compare to your competitors, of who your customers are, do you really know who they are and what they want, and then finally, some sense of who your competitors are. And that once you have that idea, you can get a sense of what you want to do and where you want to go, but you don't make the have to have an elaborate plan that says how many toasters you're going to sell in Northwest Brazil in 3 years. You can just, understanding that you want to be the low-cost provider of industrial fasteners for the market in Southwest Georgia, then you can make your, act on that on a day-by-day basis.
Do you think, Walter, that strategy sort of found its own path or and became important because of the pace of change? I've said for a long time that there's nothing new under the sun, really. Change is the only thing different about change is that a computer is a fancy wheel. But the difference in change today and for the last, say, 30 or 40 years has been the velocity of change. Do you think that that's given strategy a life?
Oh, I think so, absolutely, Jim. I mean, I talk in the book about what I kind of jokingly call the four horsemen of the corporate apocalypse, which were these four forces that really made for incredible change in the last half of the 20th century, and the pace of change increased. And there's just more competition and more businesses across America these days than there was 40 years ago. And you face competitors from places that oftentimes you can't even pronounce the names of. That's a change.
Well, see,
the technology.
The reason why I would like to encourage my audience to check out your book is because you talk about these things, and folks, when you've heard me say things like the velocity of change, that's without realizing it, without thinking, and without having at that time saying anything about strategy, I was talking about what Bruce is talking about. I was talking about strategy, not planning. Although you know that there's no topic I've done more on in our show than business planning. But Bruce, the velocity of change is a big deal to me. That's the reason small business owners need to think about strategy. Also, to me, it's when you look at what's happening around us, if you can't see where we're going, if you can't see that the things that we're doing today are going to be a lot different in a year or 6 months or 3 months, planning doesn't always it keeps you a little too close to the foxhole, doesn't it?
I think that's absolutely right, and it keeps you too entrenched in the way that you're doing things right now. I mean, one of the things that Bruce Henderson, the original Lord, sort of figured out was that the world was changing really fast, and that, I mean, his clients were facing competitors that they'd never run into before, and they didn't know that much about their costs. And so they got locked into the way that they were doing things, and strategy is really kind of a potentially disruptive thing, though, that it helps you preserve your business and grow it.
Well, one of the things that I've said on the show 500 times, maybe 1,000, in the last 2 or 3 years to my audience is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And to me, that's my simplistic way of talking about strategy. What do you think?
I think that's, I mean, exactly right. And it's become more true just in the last two decades. One of the things that I found in my reporting is that one of the elements that's become really important in strategy is the capacity to innovate. And that can begin from a base of the business that you love and that you feel passionate about. But you're going to have to preserve that business. You're going to have to find new ways of doing that, new audiences to reach, new ways of responding to competitors. You didn't know that you're gonna find yourself facing.
Hold on to that thought, Walter. Walter Keyshell, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be with us after this break. We're going to take a quick one. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Walter Keyshell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Keyshell III is the author of The Lords of Strategy. Folks, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go get this book. I want you to look at it and read it. And I know you're going to think it's a big business book, and I know you're going to think it's a little in the weeds for you. But I want you to read it because you'll start to see yourself. You'll start to see some of the issues, some of the pain that you're feeling right now when executing alone on what you know how to do is not working. Walter, by the way, tell us how we can find the book.
Well, you can find it anywhere on the sites like Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders.com, 1-800-CEO-READ, or from the publisher, Harvard Business Press.
What about your own website?
Well, you can go to thelordsofstrategy.com to see a synopsis of the book. You can buy it through there. You can read the blog there.
Good. I'm glad to know you got a blog. So, folks, check out what Walter has to say because, Walter, here's what's happening out there. Small business owners are executing. They're working hard. They're showing up, you know, before daylight. They're leaving after dark. They're doing without. They're depriving themselves of stuff right now to get us out of this recession into a recovery. and they're executing, and they still have pain, and they don't know why. And it's because the world is moving the goalposts on them, and what you the way you talk about strategy, I think will help them see where the goalposts are moving. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I mean, most of the small business owners that I know, of the three C's of strategy, they got a good grasp of their costs, and they're continually managing those. And they think they know a lot about their customers, but they could learn more fairly easily about those. And
right.
Sometimes they really don't know that much about their competitors, but that can make the biggest difference to the survival of the business long term. So,
that's the thing about you talking about the customer. We talk about that all the time on the show. In fact, one of the things that I'm working on right now is something I call the age of the customer, Walter. I think we're on the threshold of what I'm calling the age of the customer. But the thing is, what they think they know about the customer, they think is important. Where they live, what they like to buy, you know, that sort of thing. What they need to be thinking about, and what you talk about, I think they've learned from your book, is where is your customer going even before your customer knows they're going there? What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. Figuring out what the customer really is doing with your product or wants to be doing with it, what he needs from it, or what she is going to get out of the next version of it or the substitute that's coming that way. And sometimes, finding that information out isn't that difficult if you put your mind to it and just and kind of think of systematic ways. It may be nothing more than a questionnaire that you design.
Well, the reason this is important, folks, is small business owners need to find time to get out of the foxhole, to get out of the trenches, and go up to 30,000 feet and look around. And Walter, this is something that too many small business owners don't do. They're so busy making payroll. We all are. You know how hard it is to be a small business owner. It's the hardest job in the world, other than being a parent of a teenager. And it's so difficult and so pressure filled that we think that we don't have the time to do that. Folks, you can't afford not to do what we're talking about here.
One of the things that the Lords of Strategy, the guys that I write about, really understood was that ideas were powerful tools. They are just as powerful, maybe more powerful than a desktop computer that you may be running your budgets on, other kinds of technology that you have. And I think you're exactly right, Jim, that you get up to 30,000 feet, you can see, do I have the right tools to really forge the future of this business?
Well, and you know, Walter, if a lot of your small business owners, a lot of your customers are small business owners, if they are like you, they don't have time, they're not taking the time to go up to 30,000 feet. If you could do that for them and then go to their go to their business and take them there with you, now you've got a customer you can't run off, Walter.
Well, absolutely.
Does that qualify as strategy, Walter?
Of course it does, because you're building a future with the customer, but it begins with an analysis and an understanding of your customer, what he or she wants. It begins also that, how much is it going to cost me to do this and serve them? And then who else do I have to worry about coming in and competing with me to do this?
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing that strategy will do, it will minimize crisis management. Talk to us about that.
If you know what you're doing, if you know that you do want to be, say, a low-cost provider, or you're going to be a luxury goods provider, you're going to cater to this kind of customer or that kind of customer, you're not going to worry about these competitors, you are going to worry about the others, then you can be steady through a crisis. You can see this blip and say, well, no, that's really not going to discombobulate my business in a significant way. I've still got the low-cost position, or I'm still the best luxury provider in my area. So you're not running around with your hair on fire trying to deal with crises that aren't really a business-threatening crises.
Well, and if you can get good at that for yourself, and then you can talk to you get to the point where you can have those conversations with your customers, you're going to be looked at differently. You're going to be seen differently than your competitors. And then Walter, your competitors are looking at you instead of you looking at your competitors. That's what you want to do, isn't it? You want to have your competitors looking at you, wondering what you're up to.
Absolutely.
Walter, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's thelordsofstrategy.com.
Folks, check that out. I mean that. This is an important book. I think it will help you. Walter, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I certainly will, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, Walter Kieschel has been, Kieschel, I should say. Walter Kieschel III. The Lords of Strategy is a book. It's available wherever books are sold. I want to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Can you
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.